Good day, you beautiful people. Today's episode is a live stream I did last week where I tried a hot sauce from Dane and Jerry. Thank you, guys. And I also opened up a package from Weston at Be Not Baby. Before you start this episode, though, I want to let you know that the audio quality is less than I'd like it to be. There's a lot of coughing, burping, and I want you to be aware of that before you get balls deep into this episode. I love you all dearly. Now to the episode.
Oh, all right. Oh, I forgot the box. All right, we'll do that in a second. We'll wait for a couple people to get in here. Guys, let me know how the audio is, if it is acceptable. I do have a fan back over here because it is hot as balls, as evidenced by my bandana. Mr. Hefner, Steven, what's going on? How's the audio? Are we good? I'll trim my mustache for this. So, as you guys are joining, today we are, what's up, James? Thank you for the audio check, appreciate it. What we're gonna do today is, Dane and Jerry sent me this, if it wants to focus. Here we go. This hot sauce. Red Reaper hot sauce by Volcanic Peppers. Guys, jump in those comments and tag Dane and Jerry. On the hotness scale, this says it's hot plus, which means it's not, I guess, it says shake well. Krista, what's going on? Okay, so let's read this. Red Reaper hot sauce will get your attention with its great flavor and intense heat. The custom Red Reaper blend of cayenne, red habanero, and Carolina Reaper, gives a deep red pepper flavor. Add high quality spices to these great tasting peppers, and you have a sauce that is both delicious and hits you like the Grim Reaper's sickle. Oh my god. Greg, what's going on, man? So, once we get a couple more people in here, we're going to try this. I'm going to shake this up. I also, so my plan is, I'm going to take a spoonful of this. No, we're not doing meth. A spoonful of this and see how it tastes. And then Weston Niner from Be Not Babied sent me a package that I'm very excited about and I can't wait to open up. So, Malpass, yes. Joe, what's going on, man? What's up, homie? Need to put that on some killer tacos. Yes, I don't have any tacos made. It's not super thick. You can see it. Maybe if I cover up my face a little bit. It's not super thick. Adam, what's going on, man? So, we're going to shake this up. Whew. It's been a while since I did some crazy hot sauce. What's up, Jason? We're trying hot sauce. Oh, I forgot to set my skateboard up. Jason jumping in here reminded me of that. Right here, will that work? Can you see that? Dang it. Not a product placement, I just really like this skateboard. What if we put this guy up here? Put this like that. Ah, it's glaring a little bit. But I have shitty lights. But it's there, it's there. Yes, it has been forever since my live, and I apologize, and that's like another reason that I wanted to do this live. Work has been absolutely insane. I have my 6-month review coming up, so I've been trying to, you know, make sure that I'm making myself valuable, and instead of fucking around on my phone for 10 hours a day, I thought I should actually work, so. Need some nice Paris 180s and orangutans. That skateboard will not be seeing any trucks. I did see a Jeep called Yeti on Instagram put off-road trucks on his, which I thought was super cool. All right. So what we're going to do, I don't usually do this, but if you guys wouldn't mind sharing the live stream, once we get up to 20 people watching, I will open this up and I will take a big old spoonful like this. So I don't usually ask. Sorry. I'm sorry that I asked once. But tag some people, share it up. Yes, Mr. Hefner, he does have awesome BMX bikes. I think Dane is actually at Disney World right now, if I'm not mistaken, which could be the reason why he is not paying attention. But that's okay. So we're going to keep shaking this up. Give it a little shake. I'm going to grab this box real quick from Beat Not Babied. Share the stream. Let's get to 20 and I will open this up and take a big swig. If you guys have ever ordered anything from me, you know that you know what's in this box. I think I know what's in this box. But I'm very excited. Jerry says, enjoy, it's not wicked hot. Oh, it's not wicked hot. Okay. Thank you, Greg. I appreciate the share, man. That means a lot. Not wicked hot. I am excited to try it. Like, I try and put on a brave face for hot sauce stuff, but it does fuck me up. So, all right, I'm impatient, so I can't even wait. So, fuck it. Cheers. Little bullet bourbon to wet the palate. I swear I haven't been drinking. All right, here we go. Should I smell it first? What's up, Jimmy? I don't know if I should smell it first or not. We'll see. Steve says, is it Taco Bowls with a 7-slot brand? It is not. Here we go. Boop. Very vinegary. Ooh. I'm salivating, which is weird because I'm nervous. Ooh. It actually does smell really good. This is Red Reaper Hot Sauce by Volcanic Peppers. Woo! Okay. I know I'm gonna spill this on my computer somehow. Ooh, pungent. I just immediately had a flashback to the hot sauce, or not hot sauce, the hot wings thing we did. Let me see if I can do this. I'm gonna do a whole spoonful because I am not a quitter. Oh my God, that's so much. Fuck. Okay, there we go. Can you guys see this? I'm not gonna hold it over the computer this way to show you. Oh man. Oh, it looks super red on the camera. Oh man, my hands are shaking. Okay. All shaky hands over here. All right, here we go. Huh.
Holy sh... That's how you know it's hot. I immediately burped. Holy shit. Jerry, you lied. That is wicked hot. Whew. I'm gonna wait to drink the water. Oh man. Oh, my saliva immediately turned to concrete in my mouth. Adam says quality content. That's what I'm here for. Not instant regret, not yet. Oh my God. Oh, it's like right here. Now my toes are starting to tingle. Holy shit. Yeah, my feet are going numb. Oh my God. I don't know if my feet going numb is due to my poor circulation from me being fat. But then I'm actually dying. All right, I think we're on the downhill now. Oh, 16.5 tablespoons. Ah, my lips are going numb. Oh, my ears are popping. Oh. I feel like there's another burp. Oh, fuck. All right, we're coming to the downside now. Holy shit. Oh, I can't even swallow all the way. Oh, shit. Oh, Lord. I feel like I have spit bubbles. There's a burp. I tried to drink too fast. Oh, fuck. Okay. We're coming back into reality now. Oh, shit. Wow. It's like... Yeah, now it's just all in my mouth. Saliva is super, super thick. Should have brought down a spit bucket. Oh. Wow. I will say, this doesn't taste. This doesn't taste bad. Wow, my lips are so hot. Whew. I don't want to touch my eyes because I did that number. Oh, man. All right. My lips are on fire. Red Reaper hot sauce by Volcanic Peppers. Thank you, Dane and Jerry. That was pretty fucking hot. But good. It wasn't like the 357 Bulldog or Mad Dog. Holy shit. That's just blah, blah, blah. That shit is just hot. It's like all pain. Peace, Adam. Go do adult stuff. Oh shit. Cleared the sinuses up. Wow. Definitely tastes good. Wow. Okay. We're going back to Earth now. Wow. Definitely tastes good. Definitely hot. That shit's fucking hot. Let's open up. Oh, fuck. Let's open up this package from Beat Not Baby. This is coming all the way from Baleen, New Mexico. Oh, from Weston in Dakota. At Beat Not Baby. Go ahead and tag them in the comments because I don't think they've joined. I don't know if Dakota's still working nights or what. Oh man, that's all just like. All right here. Oh, big fireball. Big, big fireball. Woo! I don't know if Wheeling Wine and Whiskey would appreciate me mixing hot sauce and bullet, but I did it anyway. Oh, man. Woo! Wow. All right. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Look at that. Look at that beautiful thing. Thank you, Weston. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. He sent me neck gaiters, too. Thank you, dude. I should definitely wear these to work. I think I should wear these to work. Ashley didn't steal this one. So, these are from Beat Not Baby. Look at this. If this would focus, this has a how do you call it? It's like stamped, but then it's also riveted. It's riveting. Look at that. Oh man. And I don't know what this color pattern or palette is called. I call it a drug rug. but I'm sure there's an actual name for it. Wow, that's hot. Ooh, we're gonna take the sticker off of this one. Look at that, guys. I am not gonna lie to you. I love the hats that I put out. What's up, Joe? Yes, Steve, this shit is dope. Apparently these sold out. Not trying to boast or anything, but, woo! Alright, so we're gonna take this off. Boop. Don't be blinded by what's going on here, I just shaved it. Yes, Jason, I agree, this is, oh, see, and it's got it on the bottom too. My main gripe with most people that do snapbacks is they'll do a snapback, but then certain brands, this one is a Yupon Classic, has this fucking obnoxious green
on the bottom, which is terrible, especially if you have an orange hat. What's up, Jesse? You just missed it. I just took a big old fucking swig chug of this super duper hot shit that Dane and Jerry sent. Sent me to Cloud 7 for a minute. But anyway, very pumped. Very pumped. I love this snapback. This has been worn so much, it's been retired at this point. So that sits on that model there. Oh no! God damn it! Hold on! Don't go anywhere! Don't go anywhere! God damn it. I knew that was going to happen. I'm back. You should still be able to hear the audio. There we go. We're back. Sorry about that. Yes. So if anybody knows what this is actually called, I'm sure that the official name is not Drug Rug. But that's what I think of when I see this. But I could be wrong. I could be super wrong. Ugh. Ooh, I'm still kind of reeling from that hot sauce. Excuse me. Hold on. Okay, we should be back. Let me tuck these big ass ears in that I got. There we go. Look at that. Oh, man. Hell yeah. Dane is driving to San Diego. What did you miss? You missed this, dude. Bam. I called it. You're still in Disney, aren't you? Oh my god, that shit's fucking hot. Alright. Where's the seam on this? Is there no seam on this? What? Shut up. This yellow is very yellow. I think I'll wear this to work. Fuck it. Wearing these kind of neck gaiters with a beard is incredibly uncomfortable. Hold on, the trap queen is texting me. Hold on, we're gonna send the trap queen a picture of all of us. Hey! Alright. Yeah, so wearing this kind of neck gaiter with a beard sucks. Like, hardcore sucks. I have a half a mind to shave it off again. Do that. A little bit of this action. Oh, yeah. That's where it's at. Oh. Terrible. Oh. There we go. How's that? Do I look like Weston now? Woo! Go live if I shave my beard off? I probably will. Alright, so, I'll tell you what. I have one extra one here that Weston sent that I did not put my disgusting face over. Let's do this. The next person that orders something, anything, the cheapest thing I have, the most expensive thing I have off the website, I will send this to you. I will put it in the package, I will send it to you. And that will be, the first one will be whichever one pops up on my phone first. If you want, if you don't want to, that's fine. Like, don't feel obligated or anything. But if my phone would by chance ring and say that an order went through, whichever was the first notification, I will send this to you, along with, obviously, like, way more decals than you ordered. but, yeah. So, that's kind of what I wanted to do. I feel bad that Dane missed it. Dane, are you still watching? This is such a bad idea. Dane, if you're still watching and you comment and say that you're still watching, I will do another spoonful of Satan's butthole.
over there. But only if Dane comments and says that he is still watching. That is the only way. But thank you to... Oh, man. Thank you to Weston. I appreciate you, man. I love you dearly. Weston and I have, I feel like, breached the internet friends, like, wall, if you will. And if you guys haven't had the chance to, like, become friends with someone on the internet and then meet them and then have, like, a familiar relationship with them, it's, like, the weirdest, most best thing. It's hard to explain, really. if you have an opportunity to meet someone that you're friends with on the internet, absolutely do it. There have been people that have driven through where I live in Fredericksburg and stopped and been like, hey man, do you want to get lunch? And the first time, it was weird. I was like, I don't know if I want to do that. I don't really know you like that. But I did it, and it was terrific. Ooh, wow. Round two. So definitely meet your internet friends. I 100% support this. Ooh. Ooh. Alright, so if Dane's not gonna hop back on, that's fine. I hope you have an amazing vacation with your wife. I don't think you have any of your kids with you. I think it's just you and your wife. But I hope you have a terrific time. Enjoy your vacation. Ashley says the order link isn't working. What are you talking about? Is the website down? Brandon, what's going on, man? Brandon reminds me, I want to talk about the podcast, but let me make sure that the website is still up, because Ashley is saying, Ashley says the website's down. nope, it looks like it's good. Maybe check with your internet provider, Ashley? I'm torn. I don't know if I want to, like, roll this. Anthony actually brings up a good point. Bust out the fancy IPAs. PayPal. Well, I can't control PayPal, Ashley. I do have an IPA upstairs that, damn it, I should have brought... Oh, here's an order. Steven Chrisman. Here you go. Look, it's right here. You guys saw it. That's the first one. It is 258. Steven, thank you, dude. Thank you. Dane says, I will have to watch the whole thing in a bit. So he's not watching it live. That does not count. It's a flat bill. They are meant to be rolled. Yeah, but some, like just the way the hats go, like some of them look good, like flat with just a little bit of my monitors over here, with just a little bit of a roll. But when you roll them hard, you can't see the rivets, you know? So I think I might leave this one stock. Haha. Dane, I 100% agree with you. Safety first. Absolutely. So what I'm going to do is I do have an IPA in the fridge that I forgot to bring down that I should have brought down. So I'm going to run up real quick. Don't go anywhere. Okay? Promise? I'm going to run really fast. Are you ready? I got my fast shoes on. Look. Whoosh. Time me.
I'm back. Stop the timer.
I'm back. Stop the timer. I'm here. I should have gone pee, but... Ashley, you did make an order. Thank you. I promise I'll make it worth your while. Alright, so I got this from Lidl. Hypnotic Beast Tropical IPA.
Dane. Okay, so apparently Dane's still here, so I'm going to stay true to my word. Yes, traditional Mexican blanket pattern, I agree, but I've always known that as a drug blanket or drug rug. Hold on, before I do that, let me open up this beer. Alright, so Dane said he's like, apparently he keeps commenting, so he's kind of watching. Maybe I shouldn't do that over the only computer that I have to edit videos on. Very floral. 7% Hypnotic Beast Tropical IPA from Central. What? Brewed and bottled by Central Virginia Brewing Company out of Crozet. What? I did not know that. All right, Dane says he's at Starbucks waiting for coffee. All right, I'll do it again. I said I was going to do it. I'm going to stick to it. Very floral. It's like, if I smell it, I'm not a beer snob. It's like I just put a bunch of fucking flowers in my mouth. It's not as sweet as I thought it would be. It's still a little bit sweet. But not like crazy sweet. All right. As promised. Dane, I appreciate your friendship. I'm already coughing. I appreciate what you've contributed to the 7 Slot group. This is for you. See, my hands are a little less shaky now. Still kind of shaky. No. I'm not going to be able to eat dinner tonight. This looks like mean tomato soup. Whew. 3, 2, 1, go. Immediately. Fuck. Dane, I love you. It's not any less hot. Hey, Aaron. It's not any less hot. I'm trying to swallow my spit. It is so thick. My toes aren't going numb this time, which is cool. I appreciate that. Jimmy says, I'm in the middle of taking tents down from the wedding I hosted yesterday.
Had to take a break for the second spoon. Under my tongue is hot. Okay, I think we're on downhill now. It does taste good. And I know that's a ridiculous thing to say. But it does taste good. I'm glad you got to watch that, Dane. I hope you enjoy your vacation. Thank you for sending me this present. Smooches. Oh, man. Oh. I need to stop touching my face. Holy shit. Okay. Oh. Alright. We're coming back. Oh. Oh, wow. Whew. I don't think the beer will help, but the beer is good. He needs some milk. The problem with using milk for doing hot sauce is that I'm like really, really lactose intolerant. So the hot sauce fucks me up. And then the milk fucks me up. Oh my God. I know the more air that passes over makes it work, but I just can't keep my fucking mouth shut. Holy shit. Cherry says, I think they have a hotter one. Do you want some? No. I'm good, Doc. Rick, what's going on? Foster just logged in. I just took a spoonful of this Red Reaper hot sauce when we first started, and then I thought Dane wasn't watching because he's at Disneyland, but apparently he was watching at the drive-thru in Starbucks, so I said I'd do another one because he missed the first one. So that's where we at. I also opened up this package the B-Naw Baby sent me. Traditional Mexican blanket colorway or morca. That's how you know it's hot. I just keep burping. More commonly referred to as drug rug. I might be getting drug rug and the Mexican blanket mixed up. If they're two different things, someone tell me. And he also, Weston also sent me these super cool, extremely yellow things. Kyle Payne, yeah man, I am live right now. We did a quick draw for the second one. Oh, that was a bad idea. My hot breath was coming out, getting stuck, and just like attacking my lips. Oh, Steve, Christmason. Steve, Christmason. Won the quick draw for the second one, so I'm gonna send that to him. Steve wants the one I'm wearing? I did take a shower. You want me to, like, pull out a bunch of beard hairs and stick them in there, too? Anthony, yes, it does. Actually, that's a really good point, dude. It does match with my harnesses. Yeah. Actually, that's fucking dope. Chris Munn. I'm sorry, Steve. I just took two fucking buttloads of hot sauce in my face, so I apologize. Holy shit. Oh, alright, before I forget, we're gonna do this right now. Wow. Right here. Thank you, Steve. Along with whatever you ordered. I didn't look at what you ordered, but this is gonna go in here. This is for Steve. Right here. I will pack that up tomorrow morning at 4 when I wake up. But yeah, these do match my seat, my harnesses. Foster says, do you have another one of those badass hats? I do not. But I'll give you another look at it. Look, that'll be the YouTube thumbnail. Right there. Pinkies up, bitches. I don't, and Beat Not Baby is sold out. I don't want to say I got special treatment. But, Weston loves me. Thank you, Weston. Ashley said, sorry, Steve, interception occurring tomorrow morning. So those of you watching that don't know, Ashley may or may not have ties to the Postal Service. So the big joke is that every time we do a pre-order and it takes a super long time, that she's stealing them all. I did not know that this beer came out of Crow's Egg. That's so cool. Brewed and bottled, Central Virginia Brewing Company, Crow's Egg. And I got this at Lidl. Woof. Damn. That shit's fucking hot. Really hot. All right, I love you too, Dane. Get back on the road. Enjoy your vacation. Well deserved. Very well deserved. I know you're working them long hours. Tommy, what's up, buddy? I might be coming out to see you next weekend, Tommy. Perhaps, maybe. Steve said, speaking of harnesses, PRP teamed up with Shreddy for some sick teal harnesses. Yes, I wanted to get one of the Shreddy steering wheels. but I wasn't able to grab one. And Foster says, does she have my orange zip-up hoodie? You want an orange zip-up? Is that what we're doing? Guys, in the comments, next hoodie run, are we doing orange zip-ups? I'm not doing a single one for Foster, although I love him immensely. I am not doing a single for Mr. Foster. If I get two more comments for orange zip-ups, we'll do them. Tommy, yeah, I would love some Shreddy seats. I know lots of people get fanboy over Wilkie, but he's like one of those self-made dudes. And and I really resonate with that. All right, we got one yes for orange. Liz, Brandon says no zips. I fucking hate zips, but a lot of people love zips. No, there will be no pre-order, but I don't know, maybe. Rick said, wait, hold on. There's collusion going on here. Hold on. Wait, Liz and Rick both said orange. Okay, Foster said for Karen and for Logan. Well, shit, that's five. All right, I guess we're doing orange zips. Okay, fine. You wore me down.
Tommy's got a good idea. Purple and teal, the opposite of last round. Okay. Let me ask you this question, though. Seriously. Woo. When I do, like, ridiculous colors for hoodies, like the teal, do you guys even fucking wear those? Or is it something that you just hang in your closet and you say you have? Because, like, teal is a... Like, even doing the royal blue that we did last time was, like, a little bit out there. Because, I don't know, for me, if the hoodie's not black, I'm not fucking wearing it. So, maybe I'm just... Maybe I'm broken. I don't know. Liz lost your black zip. What? You guys are on the way to Moab? What? What? Oh, hold on. I got something for you here. Hang on one second. Oh, no. I found it. There you go. That's for you guys. No, but seriously, drive safe. I hope you have the most amazing time. Tommy says he wore his teal hoodie. Okay. Brandon wants a purple to wear. Ashley loved the teal. Okay. Tommy said he had to wash it a bunch so it's not as bright. You know, that happens. That's how clothes work. Ashley said she bought three and stole everyone else's. Rude. Sucia. Steve said, my girl will go nuts for teal. I wanted to scoop last time but wasn't quick enough. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I wish I could, like, keep that stuff in stock. Brooke said, I ordered the wrong one last time because I was in a hurry. What? Did you message me about this? I feel like you did, but I feel like it was the size. I feel like you accidentally clicked on the wrong size. James said, I'm still rocking my camo hoodie, but I'd wear teal or purple. So the black camo hoodies, I love the way they fit. I love the way they taper. I love the sleeves. I love the density. Since I've been doing clothing for such a long time now, I definitely know what I like to feel. That's definitely one of them. Tommy says, I at least need a black for the garage. Yeah, everybody needs a black. I actually sent a bunch of clothing to Aaron. Purple would be bomb also. Are we talking like a light purple, or are we talking like a deep purple? You got to let me know what you guys like, or else I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. Purple would be bomb. Yes, bring the camo. Yeah, we can do camo again. And what day is it? We are almost officially at the first day of fall, which will be on Wednesday. Brandon says, just so you remember, me and Arnold are the big homies. 4X. Yes. Another thing on that, since I have you guys here. When I go to order stuff, sometimes some colors do not come in some sizes. So blacks and grays usually go up to 4 or 5X. So I'll always do a black or a gray. But some of the other colors, like the teal, I think the teal only went up to 2X. There's some shit that I cannot control. And I apologize. Like, I just, like, if the distributor doesn't have it in 4X, I can't just sew it and make it. So that's why I always try and pick at least one color pullover zip up that hits that size. Other than that, I can't do shit. Deep purple, dark purple, dark purple. Okay, so we're not doing violet. This is dark. Okay. Because it'll fade, like Tommy says, yeah. I still have the first black and gray from the first run. You have the one that says member on it still? Is that... Steve, do you still have a members one? I have one, but it's a size medium. because I was a medium back then. Hold on, oh my god, it happened again! God damn it! Hang on. Such bullshit. I apologize. This fucking camera nonsense. Alright, are we back? Here we go. Alright. Excuse me, guys. I'd appreciate it if you didn't interrupt me. I'm live on Facebook right now, so stop making my phone go off. Stupid group chats. I apologize. Philip Casper, Justin Zemeski, who works for Rockcrawler. Go tell him to stop bugging me. The one with the big 7 slot on the front. Okay, so I think that was the second run. Or maybe in the third run. But yeah, that was a long time ago. Definitely a long time ago. The first ones... What's up, Arnold? The first ones were done through Custom Ink. And they said member on the front. And then they had the old logo on the back.
Oh, I'm still burping from that hot sauce. It keeps coming back. Fernando, what's going on? Fernando is in that group chat that I just sent that video to. So pre-order goes live at noon tomorrow. I mean, I feel like this happens every time.
You guys fucking wear me down. Just, no, don't tag people and say that new hoodies are about to drop. That's not what's happening. You guys wear me down every time. I feel bad because I don't have anything in stock. I don't have $3,000 or $4,000. I don't know. Maybe I should ask the Trap Queen for a business loan. Aaron says I have 5 hoodies of 7 slot hoodies. Because I know for a fact I just sent you like 3. No. No pre-order tomorrow. No, stop. Stop. The chat's going like... Brrr. I don't know. Maybe I will... Shut up, Tommy. You're going to ruin it. All right. Who... Join FaceTime call. No, I'm not going to join the FaceTime call. Maybe I should ask the Trap Queen for a business loan. I wonder what kind of interest she would charge me. That's something fun to think about. I think I've seen that video before. Stop. You guys keep tagging people and saying pre-order tomorrow. No. Maybe, but no. Don't get your hopes up. I actually have to work tomorrow. I don't know. Maybe. I'll think about it. I don't know. So, we could go 2 ways with this. I could do a pre-order, and then I would have to outsource it. Or I could invest some money in what's going on over here, and then I could do them myself. So, I don't know. I'm kind of in a quandary, if you will. Steve says, I'm loving the podcast. By the way, you're doing great. Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me. I do want to talk about the podcast. So I have not been super consistent with the main episodes, and I want to, since we now have the main episodes and the subscriber side, most of the unrelated stuff that I was doing on the main podcast, I've now moved over to the subscriber side. So if you don't know, the stuff that's not quite off-road related has been moved over to subscriber only side. It's a paywall. I know. But I want to keep the main podcast like just off-road related. And in doing so, I have cut out a lot of the filler that I was using to make episodes. And now I haven't posted a regular episode in way too long.
But yeah, so I'm working on it. I really want to have a conversation with Jarrett. I want to say Jarrett from, but he's not from any of the things that you know him from now. He's just Jarrett Crawford at this point. 30% back rubs. Pre-order goes live on the site at noon. No pre-order now. I'm sure Ray Wolf is just sitting around ready to make hoodies. Yeah, I'm sure he is, because I'm sure he has no other jobs right before fall starts. Tommy says, buy the stuff so I can order stuff from you for a certain person. Yeah, I got you. What Liz said, you know it. Ray says, can't get t-shirts these days. Well, ow, I just sat on my nut. Ugh. Can you get hoodies? That's what they're all asking about. And thank you, Ray, for joining us. And that's the other thing, is that I don't know if we'll even be able to have, like, to get the stock. So, I don't know, guys. I don't know. But yeah, if you want to, actually, I will put the link to subscribe to the other podcast. Or not other podcasts. It's the same podcast. It's just we talk about different stuff. Like last week, I talked about some childhood trauma shit. I talked about like stuff I look back on my birthday. Before that was the most drunkest moments of my life. Before that, I forgot what it was. But the subscriber only is, it's meant to be like, like a conversation between you and me. Whereas the main Seven Slot podcast is just like, we're having conversations with off-road people or about off-road stuff for everyone. The subscriber part is definitely more unfiltered, if you will. I'm usually pretty unfiltered on the podcast if you've listened before, but this one is, like, I don't really take anything out. So, don't feel the need to subscribe. You absolutely do not. I will not hold it against you if you subscribe and then unsubscribe. I don't give a shit. It's $3 a month. My goal is to do 4 episodes a month, so 4 episodes for $3. You make the call if that's worth it for you. Arnold says, tell Ray to break out a sewing machine and start making hoodies. Yeah, I'm sure that's where a lot of people are. Ashley says, what if I promise not to steal them? Steve said, subscribe, you heathens. Help support. I appreciate that, Steve. She has... Yeah, it's one of those things like ordering a sticker when I put it out. $2 to $5. It still helps out. But I'm not here to beg for your money. So, that's all I have. If you guys that are listening right now, that are watching right now, have anything that you would like to talk about, that you would like me to address, speak now or forever hold your peace. Because I have a lot of chores to do upstairs that I have been putting off all day. So if you have anything you want to talk about, put it in the comments. I'm still getting like reverberations from this hot sauce. Wow. But yeah, check it out. This was sent to me by Dane and Jerry. Red Reaper hot sauce. Delicious. Excuse me. Tastes good. Volcanicpeppers.com out of Bellevue, NE, Nebraska. Is that what NE is? Ashley says, purple hoodie, teal logo. Okay, fine. Purple hoodie, teal logo, along with orange zips. Anthony says, weld caps or welder caps. Interesting. Interesting. 31 taco challenge when you run in it back. Ugh. I don't know. I'm sure you guys know the Trap Queen was talking shit. She thinks she can do it. We'll see. I don't know. I think I'm on call next weekend. But we'll see. I don't know. Tommy says, let me know if you're coming by. I may show up a tad late than normal, but at least get that skid plate for the YJ. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I think you texted me and told me what the exchange rate for that was. I can't remember. Anyway, text it to me again. What was it like? I can't remember. But anyway, all right, I got to go do chores. I'm sure I'll have a fiery bathroom bathroom experience at some point. Thank you guys for watching. I appreciate it. I love spending time with you. I know it's weird to say I love spending time with you as you're watching someone on Facebook Live, but out of all the years of me doing this, this has become like a very important part of my life and a very important part of, how do I say this? Like me relaxing and decompressing. And I haven't been making time for me, which I think means making time for doing this sort of stuff. And when I say this sort of stuff, I'm like gesturing to like the camera stuff. But I know as I'm sitting in my basement talking to an inanimate camera with a computer in front of me, I know that there are people on the other side of that watching. And I know that those are people that I have real relationships with. And that's why this live stream stuff means more to me than, you know, someone that might be randomly watching, like just say, oh, he's just live in his basement. But it means more to me than that. So anyway, I'm going to end it now. I love you guys so much. Have a terrific day. Do something nice for someone else today is what I meant to say. I love you.